This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuned up, shall we? It's the DJV Experience. Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You can follow us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steph. And I want you to be excited for the opportunity to listen to us and engage your thoughts with our thoughts. The last hour, if I make reference to it, was a horror show of negativity.
No, that's not true. Way to sell it.
Shoot up and down the food. Yeah. So I want to have us get into the mood, into that place where we go, the things we think about every day. Yeah, we think about things that worry us, but what do you really put your attention on? Is it that person that you want to be around? Is it the love of your life? Is it that relationship that is part of your fabric, part of everything that makes you smile? And then you think to yourself, I'm going to get married and all my freedom's going to be gone.
Oh, jeez. Talk about a horror show of negativity.
Yeah, right?
Nah, this is good stuff. The other half. How would you describe, if I start with Victoria, your other half? His mental acuity, his physicality, why he likes you, what kind of relationship. I want everybody to think that's in a relationship about what it is that person that makes them better than whatever opportunities you may have had. You found a partner, and so if you had to compromise, how much compromise is there in your loving Lewis, do you think, Victoria, for you?
Compromise meaning, like, what do I sacrifice?
What are you afraid of giving up?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we don't, no, not at all. I don't think about that at all.
That's good. Most people do, though. You know that.
Do they?
Oh,
that doesn't sound like a very happy relationship.
Hello, how many people do you know who are in happy, loving relationships? You just answered your own question. I'm going to try to help us make it better.
I like to think that most people I know who are dating someone
or
married are happy.
Well, for a time, I think for a time they are. And then the rose is off the bloom.
I will say my parents just celebrated their 37th wedding anniversary yesterday, and I like to think that they're still happy after a time.
Okay. My parents have been married for 40 years, and they're very happy. So,
it's a competition now.
I'm just saying, like, you can, you know, there are plenty of couples who are long-term who, you know, have happy relationships.
Jennifer, you're not weighing in on this because you're...
Well, I'm just listening. I mean, my parents obviously don't have a happy relationship, so I'm not going to play that game. My parents have been divorced for 25 years.
I just have trouble finding I feel like if that's my outlook, then what's the point of even dating anyone now?
Right.
If it's going to go downhill, so I can't have that outlook.
Because fun as you get started. What you've just hit upon is something a lot of people don't realize. It can't always be as it was in the beginning. For some, it is. Some lucky people have that same ability. They have that same feeling, that freshness all the time.
I don't think it has to stay the same. I think the point is that you're supposed to grow and learn together, and so it changes, but I don't think it necessarily has to go downhill. It's different, but it doesn't have to be bad.
All right, I want you to identify. I'm not trying to be too personal, and tell me if I am. There's a difference between being personal and being private. I don't mind being personal on the air. I don't want to be private. But the way that we think about those people, I'm talking about romance. I'm talking about the people who you want to be close to physically, emotionally, spiritually, every way. There's a book that I came upon. You know, in doing this for a living, I bet I get 40 books a week that come across my desk. I bet you do as well, Jennifer. people sending books for your consideration. Let's talk to the author. And there's usually nothing more dull than talking to an author about his or her book, unless there's something really there. But you glean oftentimes by reading between the lines what it is that they're trying to have us know. Now, one of the things that you read frequently is that there's a fear of intimacy. People don't want to get close to other people for whatever the reason, because they get hurt. It's, you know, you go down that road and you get hurt, and so you're going to start all over again, try all of the same things, and oftentimes we repeat the same problems. Excuse me. So my object here is for us to think about who it is and why it is you love the people you love. In this book that I'm making reference to, it's called True Love. It describes the nine types of common lovers, or the nine common types of lovers. A, attention seekers. Attention seekers are brilliant, focused, and creative. They are often self-focused and have trouble taking criticism. Anybody you know fit into that category? I
no
asked the ladies,
no
but I asked you listening.
Yeah, right.
All right. Emoters. They feel and express emotions intensely. They create relationship dramas and express others' feelings for them.
Express others' feelings for them?
Hmm. Express others' feelings for them. They they create relationship expressions, shall we say.
Okay.
A drama. Yeah. I could be. I've been described as an emotive, whether I'm an emoter or not. Let's see.
But you don't look for a lot of drama.
Yeah.
Right, I don't want
sometimes you find yourself there, but I don't think you seek it, right?
No. Cool cucumbers. These are the nine types of lovers. Suppress their feelings and appear detached. Others find them steady and reliable. Well, there's some people who just don't want to get too close. Right? Wouldn't you say
I've been accused of being that, but I'm not that.
No, but I can understand why.
That's typically kind of my deal.
Yeah. Well, you mean you're telling us what men who get close to you say. Is that what the two of you are saying?
Right, right.
Ah, really? When's your birthday, Jennifer? It's in March, right?
Seriously?
Oh, my God. February 6th. Right. Seriously?
Seriously. Well, is it my
after
turn?
All these years?
I don't remember everything about you. When's your birthday, Victoria?
January 4th.
We got that memorized because we forgot it, remember? I sharpied that in my brain so that wouldn't happen again.
The nine types of lovers include skeptics, who are witty and amusing but don't believe in love. They're cynical and afraid to change their ways.
That's just sad.
It is. Workaholics are highly successful, preferring activity to conversation. They're overly committed and always busy.
Uh-oh.
That might apply to me, except that
that's me.
I think that sounds like Jen. Ding, ding, ding.
But I prefer conversation. I like activity, right. But I also want to talk. And oftentimes I'm told that it's too hard to just absorb all the stuff that I'm.
This is on. You. See, the different. You sometimes. You protect yourself. Like, you don't do this so much with me anymore, but it used to be when we would have, like, breakfast or lunch or whatever we would meet for, you'd be like, okay, gotta go. This was great. Bye-bye. And you'd just, like, you'd kind of, like, when it was too much for you, you just had to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's escapism. That's what it is. All right, let's see. Perfectionists. We're going through the nine types of lovers. Which one of these categories do you fit into, folks who are listening? Perfectionists have a high standard for self and others. They have trouble committing.
Oh, this would be me, too. Are you writing this list about me and my personality flaws? What is wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you, Jennifer? Fantasizers.
Surely it's not me.
Are highly romantic and imaginative. They live in the future and are devastated when relationships end. That may be me, to a point.
Hmm.
What about you? Well, you haven't been there. It sounds to me, Victoria, and I don't know this for a fact, have you really ever, ever, ever been really hurt or damaged by a relationship?
Have
you ever been in one that you yourself to
I went through a divorce that was not fun, so...
Yeah, you were basically, it was like here today, gone tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, but it was still, it was tough. I mean, it was, for me, I tend to be more, I'm the dumper rather than the dumpee, but I have a lot of that. That's also, but that's not like by design. That's just, it's, I still feel a lot of empathy for the person getting left behind. So I tend to sometimes have a harder time being the one leaving and seeing, you know, the result of that. That can be really hard. And so that's,
See, I've done that much of my life and it hasn't bothered me at all. Then when you become
the victim, that's because you're Captain Curmudgeon, and we know that about you.
No, it's because I haven't paid attention to the type of person that I was around, or once I got to know them, to what you know they were really about. At most of the time, it was because I made bad decisions or let other people make the decisions for me. That happens a lot, you know.
Well, yeah,
a lot of people steer you in a direction, then you have to make the decision, and some people choose not to. So
I think that that's also very male.
Maybe.
Guys kind of get dragged along and through a relationship, and then if it just hits a brick wall, then they just bounce. So, but that's, I mean.
Venus and Mars, is that what that is?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that men just kind of go along with stuff until it bothers them too much, and then they just leave.
So do these types of lovers apply to both men and women, do you think? There's two more on the list.
I think so.
Really? People pleasers, helpful and empathetic, they have trouble accepting compliments and speaking up for themselves.
That's Lewis.
Jennifer.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, there's another one. What is wrong with us?
Yeah, I think
this list really stinks.
That's okay, Jennifer. That's the first one I've heard that I think also kind of fits me.
Does
a
it?
Little bit, yeah.
Controllers. Extremely competent and powerful, they tend to run other people's lives for them. Not so great running your own life.
That sounds exhausting.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to run anyone else's life. Ugh.
Well, you say you don't, but yet.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, this has been a problem, and I mean, not a problem, but this has been something that we've addressed in our relationship, that I am perceived as being too competent, but then everything falls on me, and I don't want to tell someone else what to do.
Yeah,
and luckily I've been able to stop it before it got to resentment, and we've talked about it a lot, but that's something you have to watch out
for.
Can
I make an
observation? That gets put on to me.
I'm making an observation.
Uh-huh.
I have never met Lewis. I wouldn't know him if I fell over him. I've only heard his voice. I would say that you... again, without knowing him, but understanding, I think, what you are all about, in part, that you have found a person who is very much in love with you.
Yes. I would absolutely say that, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah.
And it took a long time, because he was really... I didn't even really take it seriously for the first like year and a half of our relationship.
Yeah.
I thought there was someone else who was a better fit. And
for you,
were
looking for something better.
Yeah.
Isn't that always the way? That's always what happens. It's so crazy.
Not you a better person, but just a better fit.
Wow. Well, what does that
mean? Then it turns out after all this time, there was a switch that flipped, and I don't know what happened, but then it was like,
you know,
it really hit me hard.
It's fear-based thinking. That's what it is. And one of the things you get coaxed into here, the fears that tend to take hold of you, fear of being abandoned, that's what my deal is, or being smothered. I don't want somebody around me all the time. I don't want to live with somebody.
Well, I am very independent, and he definitely was smothering in the beginning because he just wanted the relationship, and I just sort of wanted something really casual.
Yeah.
And then he backed off, and then as time went on, and we have a basis of friendship, which is really good. We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I think we were able to talk about things in a way that if you're just sort of dating someone, you may not have those conversations. So eventually we met in the middle, and... Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, the first time my mom met him, she said to my dad that night, okay, that's the guy. I just hope that she sees it. That's what my mom said. She didn't tell me. She didn't tell me this until recently, but she told my dad,
what it is?
He's the guy. I hope eventually she sees it.
Jennifer, Carol will learn by listening to the two of you, but the most important thing is that you be a friend. Friends.
It's true.
Friends. That is very true.
I never believed that before, Lewis, but it's true.
It is. 21 after the hour.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Music that's in our ears here at this moment, 24 after the hour. Every hour at this time, we have a musical diversion, some musical news focusing on big stars, big names, big music. Certainly Stevie Nicks is a big name, and so she's lent her talent to a new song for a movie. It's a ballad, Your Hand I Will Never Let Go. It's featured in The Book of Henry, a new drama. Latest of several projects keeping Stevie Nicks busy. Her sold-out 24 Gold Tour with the Pretenders wrapped up last month. She's lended her vocals to Lana Del Rey's new album on the track Beautiful People, Beautiful Problems. She recently wowed the crowd at Harry Styles' charity shows in L.A. They did a couple of songs together as well as a couple of Harry's new ballads. And she's on tour now, right?
Well, she finished that tour, but it was such a success. I wouldn't be surprised if she starts something else again, maybe in the fall. Because she has said that she's too busy to be with Fleetwood this year, so.
Really?
They're doing stuff without her.
And that's hard because her voice lends so much, credibility, so much starch to what the sound is, don't you think?
It's a deep layer, yeah.
So, but the Lindsey Buckingham thing has been a big motivator for her, or for both of them, hasn't it? We paid a lot of attention talking about that.
What do you mean? The new album that Lindsey and Christine McVie have?
Oh, that's right. Hello, where am I? Ding, 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 ding.
No, you're thinking of Buckingham Nicks back in the day, right. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, right, I am. And then I'm confusing.
But you know, Christine McVie's voice sounds very, very different as she's aged, and not in a great way, but Stevie still sounds really good and still sounds like her. So it's, I don't know, I wouldn't want to see Fleetwood without her.
Well, what have been the influences on McVie's life? Is she a drug?
I don't know.
Do you have problems with that?
All I know is she had a debilitating fear of planes and travel and stuff, and so for a long time she didn't go anywhere. Yeah.
Get out and about. Amazing. People have these phobias about stuff, not based on fact, but based on feelings. part of the human condition. All right, so let's move now to another pleasant. This is yet another focus on movie music. This is music from the upcoming Despicable Me 3, which I find the whole idea of it and the movie title is horrible. But I do like Pharrell Williams. I do.
That's a really cute
movie. It's a horrible word. Despicable is an awful word.
I mean, I've never seen the movies. This is the third
the
one that's coming
out. The movies are really cute. They are very cute.
It does seem like a weird word to put
why
in a children's
movie. Why
do
they use that word?
Title.
Yeah. It is.
I always did think that was a little odd.
He kind of like turned his life around, I guess. That would be why he was despicable before.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the movie with the minions?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing in here that... I do like Pharrell Williams. I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, I guarantee this will be a monster hit.
Yeah, so this is Yellow Light. This is the one that was in the last... Because he's done a couple hits for Despicable Me. So this is the old one, and then this is the new one.
Something special is the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he might has, be a little bit more up your alley.
He has four children. He's got a set of triplets and a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing more music for children. And the success has of these movies proven to be a great vehicle for him, it would seem. The full soundtrack rolls out on the 23rd of this month. Despicable Me 3 will be in theaters on the 30th of this month. So, don't keep a seat warm for me when it comes to that. 28 past the hour.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to medical research, living with a dog will help you lead a much more active life. Whether taking it for a walk or just playing around with the little bugger, every time you engage in those activities, it gives your cardiovascular system a healthy boost. As such, we see improvements in cholesterol count, blood pressure, and actual reduction in the use of prescription drugs in people who live with dogs. Even overall visits to the doctor's office, especially among people over 40, are reduced as well. Another health benefit associated with living with a pet is improvement in mood and mental well-being. This might be the most important benefit since many ailments are related to our attitudes and mindsets. Pets are also an excellent source of comfort and laughter and companionship. When your spouse or someone else is nagging your head off, there's no one better to turn to for consolation than your pet. Whether it be a dog or a cat, they will sit there, they will listen, and they won't judge your behavior. So the next time you're thinking about what can I do to be healthier, think about adopting another dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hour. Back to the power and wisdom of words with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Sports News coming up in a moment. Speaking of words, think about the most important, the most powerful words you can use. Nominations, Jennifer, what's one of the most powerful words or phrases you use in your daily existence?
Love, maybe.
Love is good.
I don't know if that's a phrase, but I think that's probably a powerful word, right?
Yeah, it is a good word. What about you, Victoria?
I like to say thank you as much as possible.
Thank you is a very important word, Kara, or a phrase.
I'm really coming up blank here. Those are both good ones, but I don't know. Give me 5 minutes and I'll...
5 minutes? We'll be on to something else. Well,
what's your word, Dougie?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's nice. That is powerful. Yep.
Think about how it is, but the focus, the reason that I'm here is I was thinking about all of this stuff, the words and the abbreviations that we use online. We talk about social media, and you know, I got a note from somebody telling me what you're doing. You are. the word isn't U-Y-O-U-A-R-E. It's the letter U and the letter R. What are you doing? So I think about those sorts of things, and because I'm a grammarian, I grew up in that tradition. I've always been conscious of my words. I don't always think I do a good job being conscious. But it is, somebody said to me once that they thought my focus on grammar, you know, Meredith took a picture of me this weekend with that, the t-shirt that she got for me after you were always teasing me about me correcting your grammar. And I think that comes from me, at maybe a sensitive place. I grew up around farmers. Farmers are crude, oftentimes, in a loving way I say this, and they don't mince their words. So I grew up listening to that, and then in school, I was taught something different. It was very conflicting. The sentences have a subject and a predicate, there's a vowel, and there's a verb, and I think I got confused, but decided to go down the road that seemed to lead to perfection. It's one of the things that maybe some of us try harder than others to be perfect or look for perfection, which is maybe one of the things that frustrated me in my life because there's no such thing. We all learn as we grow up. But then when you think about how you get things from people, please, Miles is being taught by his mother to say, please. And so if he asks for something, Miles is my 2.5-year-old grandson. If he doesn't use the word please, he doesn't get what he's asking for, but it's in a pleasant way. Even to the silliness of that little recording we have when he asked me to stop singing. He didn't just say, stop, Gramps. He said, stop, please.
Do we have that? It's so cute.
Yeah. We also have him saying Unga Bunga now, which is even more cute.
Do we have it, Kara?
Yeah.
Stop, please.
Do you want to hear his Unga Bunga, too? It's pretty cute.
Unga Bunga.
Oh, that is so cute.
That's really cute.
So, but the fact that please is as important, it's just six letters. So why is it so important? Why are those letters, those words, when you put them together, so important? May I? Remember, I have said this drives people nuts, but my children learned it. There's a difference between may, which gives you permission, and can, which shows you are able. I am. Can I go to this park? Yeah, you're able. You have physical.
I don't know. Can you?
Have you done your homework?
Teacher.
No.
Yeah.
You cannot go. You can go, but you may not go.
I used to have a teacher that said, can I go to the bathroom? And she'd say, wow. Can you? I don't know. And she used to give so much starch to everybody in the class. Ugh.
But you see, it's become a lost art. People make fun of us. People make fun of me all the time for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is I'm conscious of grammar. And thank you, which is so important, not just to you, but it's important. It sets something. There's something of all the words. I think the phrase, I appreciate you. Is very important, very powerful, and maybe you list the reason why it's important that you show your appreciation, but if you are sorry about something, it's really important to express it and be genuine about it.
Don't say I'm sorry you feel that way. I hate that. That is such a cop-out.
You know, it's interesting saying I'm sorry, because I do think it's important to say when it's the right time to apologize or when you're genuine. But that's actually something I've tried to start saying less, because I think women have a tendency to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry after everything, when there's no reason to be sorry for it.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's something I say less. But it's interesting, you know, talking about your grammar and saying someone sent you a message with R and U, just the letters. Because that's actually, I think that might be my phrase, is just asking people how are you or have a good day or something like that. That's you don't like it when people say that to you?
Have a good day.
Have a nice day. Have a well day.
I
say have a good day to people.
It depends
all the time.
On what I'm how I'm hearing it said. Or anything else. I think sometimes it really.
I try to be genuine. I try to be genuine about it, because when I'm leaving work, it's a nice thing to say. Hey, I hope that, you know, I'm leaving before you. I hope the rest of your day is nice.
Right. And when we sign off together, like when Kara and I say to Jen, have a good day, like, it, like I hope the rest of her day is very pleasant.
You mean
and,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I
don't
you
say
do.
It just to, like, you know, be
but
like
but some
a typical,
people do. When you go to a grocery, when you...
Yeah, I was thinking retail.
Yeah, right, exactly. Have a nice day.
But what should they say?
Thank
Get
you.
Get out of here, you rotten scamp.
No.
What do you want?
No. Just say thanks. Thank you. I don't, yeah, thank
See,
you.
See, I don't, I don't
or
like
Or say
that,
it
though,
so you mean it. Just say it so you mean it.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they have to say something. They're trying to be nice. And to me, thank you sounds more abrupt and not as nice. Like they're not even trying. If someone just says thank you.
Yep.
You know, get out of here.
One of the things I think is the best retail, and it's, you know, it's a marketing plan, but it works. Dwayne Reed is a chain of pharmacies here in New York City, but they're now owned by Walgreens, so they've all been sort of, they haven't changed all the signs.
Really?
Yeah, they're all Walgreens now. But whenever you check out, they instead of saying, have a nice day, they say, be well. And I think that
is good.
A really good thing to say.
Yeah, that is good.
I like that.
Yeah. That's very good. The phrases, though, in a sense, the word or descriptive phrase that comes with thank you, I'm sorry, please, may I, can I, all of that sort of thing, those are not subject predicates. Those are just phrases. If you ever think about the things that are in our language, like nouns, and verbs, and adverbs, and adjectives, and prepositions, and of all of those types of words, the ones that are used the least, in my experience, are adverbs. And because adverbs tend to be superlative, we don't really ramp people up. You are very beautiful. People say, you're beautiful. But when you add an adverb to it, doesn't it have more? I mean, think about it. You're beautiful. You're very beautiful. Isn't that? There's a description that comes from using adverbs that I think is part of the lost art of communication now because we're using all these damn devices. And we want to short circuit. We want to take words away because we want to get our message across and do it as fast as we can and not embellish. But in a love relationship, to go back to what we were talking about the last half hour, isn't it nice to embellish? You're so beautiful, Victoria, Lewis says. You're mega magnificent. I'm getting silly. You know, Mark. Listen to
mega.
The girls chuckle. Don't you think that's true, though? Seriously. Am I crazy or is that true?
I think it's nice when someone adds a little embellishment to it because you feel like they really mean it and that they really feel that way. I don't know how I would feel if someone said I'm mega magnificent.
You're mega magnificent.
I mean, but I know that I am, but I might laugh at them.
No, but if you, like when I met you a couple of weeks ago, I thought that there was a glow about you. There was a beauty to you, your skin, those glasses. It was just kind of, and
why didn't you tell me in person that I was very beautiful then?
Well, because I wasn't, I thought about it after the fact more. It was in the moment. We're busy doing a lot of other things.
He was busy telling, like, I don't know, Jim Bohannon that he was beautiful, something like that.
No, Jim Bohannon, I would say, in terms of superlatives, is, you can use extraordinary in different ways as a verb or an adverb or as a... an adjective. He's extraordinarily talented. If it has an L-Y on it, it's an adverb. He's extraordinarily talented. I would say that to him. Yeah. But I guess my point here is that we, as we have gotten into the whole business and we, you know, we praise the value of all the technology and it's cool because we can have our quick conversations. But sometimes they need a little bit more. They need TLC. And that is something that just I'm asking that you think about that a little bit. Because actually what it does is it slows you down a little bit. So you think, if you're thinking about the words you're using, when you abbreviate everything in a message, then you don't have to think that much about what you're saying. But if you're actually saying it and you want appreciation... or to show appreciation, then it takes some more thought. Does it not? We're not using our skills to the best advantage. We have so many smart people around us. Give yourself credit. Use more words and have them mean something. All right. Does that sound like the end of the lesson in church or something?
Use more words, yes. Yeah.
Well, use them well.
Right.
Use the words well. Okay, let's use some words to figure out what's going on in the world of sports. This so bothers me. I cannot. I want to close my ears. I don't like boxing. I don't like fighting. I don't like all of this stuff. So, but there's big money involved in Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, right?
Yep.
How much money are you talking about, Victoria?
$200 million. $200 million.
To watch two guys beat the living hell out of each other.
Yeah, well, one's a boxer and one's a UFC champion, so they're not even sure yet how this fight is going to work. It basically, people are excited about it. It's been teased for months. However, skeptics say it's a $200 million ripoff. So it's going to take place in Vegas. It could be. Yeah. It could be. I don't think it's going to be governed by any organization, which is another kind of part of the problem. It's not going to be an official UFC fight because Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. But he also has been retired since 2015. So he is either back in the gym working out again, or I'm not sure how this is all going to work. But Conor McGregor, who is the Irish UFC, he's the big UFC champ now. He looks like a crazy leprechaun. He has been really pushing for this fight because he says he can beat Floyd Mayweather. So we'll see how it really ends up. But the current price is $200 million now. That's going to be the prize money and how much they're going to make from pay-per-view and from people betting in Vegas.
I've seen.
Yep. It'll probably be more than that.
Jennifer, the champs, the champions of the Golden State Warriors, they're going to... they're in Oakland, though. They're a Northern California team, not a Southern California team. So it's a big social
event. Yes, I will not be going. It'd be a bit of a drive for me. But the NBA champs, the Golden State Warriors, they have their championship parade in the city of Oakland beginning at 10 a.m. Fans can line up for the rally as early as 5 a.m., which means they're getting ready to go out there already. Mm-hmm. As the Warriors continued their celebration, they gave a special shout-out to a local Bay Area bakery who sent them an intricately designed congratulatory cake. The team shared photos of the cake from Gala Bakery, which features several differently designed cakes stacked on top of each other, one of the Oracle Arena, one of the trophy, a cake with player and coach's faces on it, one with the team's strength in numbers mantra, and the top features the official NBA championship hat. The Warriors tweeted, huge thank you to @GalaBakery for this masterpiece, #NBAChamps, along with four pictures showing the detailing of the cake.
Huh. How about that? They can't have their cake and eat it too then.
Sounds like they are, though. The parade and the cake.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very interesting to see how people get so excited about something. This really is.
Which, by the way, Doug saw the picture and he thought it was cheese. Circles of cheese on top of each other.
You didn't think it was a cake?
No, it looks like cheese to
me. What is this, cheese?
11 before the hour.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Get into the health zone with our pal Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a noted cardiologist, appears on this program every week with an overview of a lot of the research being done in the clinical behavior and physical journals of medicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The first thing that caught my eye, Ken, this week, all the people not only in our country, but the people around the world who are becoming clinically obese.
It is amazing, and that's why I don't get home early anymore. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine just this week. Doug, in a sign that the obesity epidemic has become more than just an American problem, this new study shows that 2 billion with a B of the world's population is obese or overweight. Weight gain increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, and other life-threatening conditions. This is a big deal.
You know, I'm really annoyed with you today.
With me?
Yeah.
Shocking.
I'm looking at all of these things, and you have managed to spoil whatever. This wasn't a great day to begin with, but now French fries. I don't eat meat. I don't eat a lot of stuff. A little ice cream and some French fries. That's all I want. Now you're going to screw that up.
Well, I don't make it up. I just report out there.
You can make choices, though.
This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I don't think it's all a horrible story, but it's just good to know. People who eat fried potatoes 2 or more times a week, Doug, double their risk of an early death compared to those who avoid them. It's the cooking oil rich in trans fat is an important factor in explaining mortality in those eating more potatoes. Trans fat has been shown to raise the bad or LDL cholesterol in the blood, which can lead to cardiovascular disease. But there's this another potential danger, when eating fried starchy foods such as French fries, which is acrylamide, which is a potential cause of cancer. Acrylamide is a chemical produced when starchy foods such as potatoes, Doug, are fried, roasted, or baked at high temperature. But there is a solution to all this. You can reduce your intake of acrylamide by boiling or steaming starchy foods rather than frying them. So just boil or steam your
potatoes. And where's our Irishman? Victoria, boiled potatoes.
Yeah. I think she's run off in the bathroom or something.
And keep the trans fat out of them, and you'll be fine.
So this is basically, though, the GMO. The oils that you cook the fries in, and I only have French fries, obviously, maybe once a month, if that. I just like the taste of them, if you can find some good ones. So the cooking oil, though, the connection to GMO, genetically modified, because corn and soy are in pretty much everything, and the corn, it's hard to find corn that's not genetically modified. So that's what gets into some of these oils, the vegetable oils, and that's why it's not good for you. I think that's the bottom line.
And it's the frying.
Yeah, right. All right.
Is a treat occasionally? I'm not trying to take away the treat entirely. You just don't want to live on this.
No, and a lot of people do. They eat every day at McDonald's.
Correct.
And have French fries every day.
But an occasional treat, that's okay.
Okay, as long as we're in the statistic zone, there's a study about mental illness and how many people in our country are affected by this and what it does. Mental illness often affects our physicality, does it not?
Absolutely. Report, Behavioral Health Barometer for America 2016, Doug, nearly 10 million American adults have serious mental illness, and a similar number have considered suicide during the past year. Big problem. And the study further shows that 15.7 million Americans abuse alcohol and 7.7 million abuse illicit drugs. It also reports that 12.5 million people are estimated to have misused prescription painkillers, such as oxycodone and hydrocodone. So this is all a big issue. And
yep, sure is.
We can't forget about it.
Drugs. All right, let's make everybody feel better. Let's make everybody healthier. Spend a few seconds talking about the advantages of getting on to the system that has you use Super Beats every day.
Sure. Evidence-based natural product to help the body work better. This is Nobel Prize-winning research from 1998. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's going to get into the textbook very soon. And you need to get the building blocks of nitric oxide. And if you don't have enough, your body won't have nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas which the red blood cells carry, the oxygen and nitric oxide. First, spray the nitric oxide onto the blood vessels. The blood vessels relax. They open up. The red blood cells can pass through, deliver the oxygen, which is so important for burning energy throughout the body from head to toe. And if you're low, you don't have them, get the saliva test strips, test your nitric oxide level, get their product Neo 40. For boost, get the Super Beats.
800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.